Hello and welcome back to Sharkbait's Chumline. This is the week of January 14th. Today is actually January 16th, 2013. And after a short little break here, we've actually come back with some other things of note for you. Basically, what we're going to do is I'm going to try to get a little bit more organized. And with that is some organization of how we're going to present this. What we're going to do here is try a new format here where the first thing we're going to do is kind of go over any shark attack news. As always, that's going to be one of the prominent things we'll display here. Then we will break into maybe some sharks in the news, some interesting scientific discoveries or some observations that are out there. We'll look at some, we'll highlight some sharks. I'm going to try to give you some different sharks that are out there. We're going to try to broaden it a little bit. You see a lot in here, but, a lot of people find things out about great whites or, whale shark, tiger shark, the big ones. We're going to try to get you a little bit more up to speed on some of those other sharks out there. And this is based on a lot of things people tell me. Shark Week is a great thing out there that Discovery Channel does every year, but a complaint I hear every year from people is that they don't really do other things. You see tons of Air Jaws, which is great. It's a phenomenal show. I get sucked into it every year, but there's not enough other things spotlighting other sharks. So we'll look at that, and we'll also look at shark conservation or education that's going on. And you'll be able to find all this information on my blog, which is sharkbaitchumline.blogspot.com. And sharkbait is actually SHRKB8. chumline.blogspot.com. You can always email me at sharkbaitchum@gmail.com. Again, the animal shark, the letter B, the number 8, chum@gmail.com. So first today, we're going to take a look at a story that appeared on BBC Nature. And this is about the brown-banded bamboo sharks. And it's by Michelle Warwicker, reporter for BBC Nature. Dutch shark embryos freeze to evade predators. And basically, Australian researchers found that the embryos could identify electric fields simulating a nearby predator despite being confined to the tiny egg case. On sensing danger, they froze and temporarily stopped breathing to avoid being detected. Sharks use jelly-filled pores on their heads called electroreceptors to recognize other animals. These highly sensitive receptors enable sharks to locate prey, predators, or potential mates from minute bioelectric fields. The study, by scientists from the University of Western Australia Crawley near Perth, suggests brown-banded boo shark embryos are able to employ similar methods to detect predators. Embryonic sharks are able to recognize dangerous stimuli and react with an innate avoidance response, explained Ryan Kempster, a shark biologist and member of the research team. Brown-banded bamboo sharks grow up to 1.2 meters, about 3.9 feet in length, and are found in the Indo-West Pacific region as well as coastal areas of northern Australia and southern New Guinea. Embryos of some shark species are deposited in leather egg cases to develop independently of the mother. This renders them vulnerable to predators such as other sharks and marine mammals. As the embryo grows, the seal of the egg case begins to open. This means predators are able to detect sensory cues given off by the embryo's movement inside the case. This is the first study that shows a shark embryo's ability to detect and hide from a predator by staying completely still and stopping its breathing, said Mr. Kempster. By simulating the electric fields given off by predators in water-filled test tank, the team found the embryonic sharks responded by stopping movement of their gills and staying very still. And if the embryos continued to be exposed to these electric fields when they needed to start breathing again, they did so at a reduced rate of movement of their gills, suggesting they were hiding from the perceived predators. The scientists had predicted that the embryos would demonstrate a response to predator-like stimuli, but were surprised by further findings. The embryos also displayed an ability to recognize previous stimuli when exposed to electric fields, and accordingly reduced their future responses when repeatedly exposed, explained Mr. Kempster. This means that sharks may become conditioned to current repellent devices if the signals that these devices produce do not change substantially over time, he commented. Mr. Kempster, who also founded shark conservation group Support Our Sharks, said the results of the study may provide a stepping stone to produce more effective shark repellents. The organization aims to save sharks from being killed as bycatch in fishing nets and as a preemptive way of protecting human swimmers from potential attacks. He said he hoped to test the study's findings on larger adult sharks to see how the results may be used for the development of such repellents. He added, "It is my goal to show the world that there is much more to these sharks than just a sharp row of teeth, and that we have so much more to learn from these amazing animals." So again, this comes from a story on BBC Nature News. You can find it right now, www.bbc.co.uk/nature, and we'll also have a link up here on our blog. Okay, next up we're going to take a spotlight look and look at the brown-banded bamboo shark. There are a lot of different names that the brown-banded bamboo shark can go by. Such names include the brown-banded bamboo shark, brown-spotted cat shark, brown-banded bamboo shark, brown-banded cat shark, brown-spotted cat shark, gray carpet shark, and spotted cat shark. Generally, the sharks are distributed in the Indo-West Pacific region of right off India, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, Vietnam, China, Taiwan, Japan, and the Philippines. The species is also found off the southern coast of New Guinea and northern coast of Australia. It's a small tropical shark. It's commonly found on inshore coral reefs and over sandy and muddy bottom habitats ranging in depth from 0 to about 279 feet. It is generally a solitary animal, with small individuals hiding in crevices of the reefs, well camouflaged with their banding pattern. As a nocturnal feeder, the shark becomes more active at night when it excavates the sediments in search of prey. An extremely hardy species, the brown-banded bamboo shark is often observed in tide pools and can tolerate hypoxia for extended periods of time. As far as the biology of the shark, brown-banded bamboo sharks has a slender body with an elongated and thick precaudal tail. The mouth is located closer to the eyes than to the rounded tip of the snout. The spiracles are located below and behind the moderately large eyes. Both dorsal fins are approximately of equal size, and the origin of the first dorsal fin located opposite the anterior halves of the pelvic fin bases or slightly anterior to the pelvic fin origins. The base of the first dorsal fin is longer than the second dorsal fin base. These spineless dorsal fins are larger than the pelvic fins and have concave posterior margins and elongated free rear tips. The interdorsal space is relatively short. The pectoral fins are straight with very broad tips. The origin of the anal fin is just posterior to the free rear tip of the second dorsal fin. It is long and low, located just posterior to the caudal fin. The caudal fin has a distinct subterminal notch. The ventral lobe is absent. The body lacks a lateral dermal ridge. Predorsal and interdorsal ridges are not prominent. Coloration. Young individuals are distinctly marked with dark transverse bands and scattered dark spots. The adults are light brown and lack any color pattern on the body. As far as the teeth go, the teeth of bamboo sharks are not strongly differentiated in upper and lower jaws. Each tooth has a medial cusp and a weak labial root lobes. The number of teeth rows is 26 to 35, 21 to 32. Size, age, and growth. The maximum reported size of the brown-banded bamboo shark is 41 inches total length. Adult males reach sexual maturity at 27 to 30 inches in length, while females mature at 25 inches in length. The life expectancy of the brown-banded bamboo shark is approximately 25 years. Food habitats. The brown-banded bamboo shark feeds on benthic organisms and small fishes. In one study in Australian waters, they found their diet to consist of crabs, pilakeet worms, shrimps, and small fishes. Reproduction. The bamboo shark is oviparous. Paired eggs are released into the benthic environment, measuring 4.3 by 5.9 inches. The egg case is elongated and flattened. The embryos feed entirely on the yolk within the egg case until they hatch and become free swimming. In captivity, it can take up to 4 months after being released from the female for hatching to occur. The young bamboo sharks measure 5 to 7 inches total length upon hatching. Predators. Potential predators of the brown-banded bamboo shark include larger fish, such as sharks, as well as marine mammals. The importance to humans. The brown-banded bamboo shark is important to commercial fisheries in the inshore waters of India, Thailand, and perhaps Singapore, Malaysia, and the Philippines, where it is utilized for human consumption. In Australia, the shark is often taken in beach seines and on hook and line. It's considered good quality for consumption. However, in the remainder of its range of distribution, pressure on the species is due to habitat loss, to destructive fishing methods on reefs, as well as collection for the aquarium trade. It is a favorite with home aquarius as well as public aquarium facilities in Australia, Europe, Mexico, Canada, and the United States, since the species is able to reproduce in captivity. As far as danger to humans, it's considered harmless to humans. The brown banded bamboo shark may nip divers if provoked. And on the conservation side of this, the brown banded bamboo shark is listed as near threatened on the World Conservation Union, the IUCN Red List. The IUCN is a global union of states, government agencies, and non-governmental organizations in a partnership that assesses the conservation status of species. Due to insufficient data, the species does not meet the criteria to be considered vulnerable. However, it is considered near threatened due to concern over impact of human activities on the species throughout much of its range. Major threats include collection for human consumption and habitat degradation from dynamite and cyanide fishing. Collection for the aquarium trade is considered to be a minor threat since the species is hardy and will breed prolifically in captivity. Okay, we're going to look at a shark conservation website right now. This is sharkdefenders.com. And right now, Shark Defenders is dedicated to creating shark sanctuaries and supporting the proper management of shark and ray species worldwide. And their big push right now is with a little logo or mascot. His name is Shark Stanley. He's got several friends. Shark Stanley is a hammerhead, but there's also Manta Rena, which is a, hopefully I'm saying that right, it's a manta ray. There's Pierre the Poor Beagle Shark and Waki the White Tip Shark. And they're very fun little caricatures to help get the message out about the plight of sharks. So I'm just going to read to you from their website. Right now it's mainly focusing on the upcoming convention in March, the Convention of International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, the city's meeting. Shark Stanley and his friends were playing on the reef when down came a net that swept them away. But at last, when they escaped, they saw to their grief their home had no sharks, leaving it barren and gray. Now Stan and his buddies are searching the ocean from Bali to Brazil and Bangladesh to Belize for friends to stand up and cause a commotion, because the world needs sharks to help save the seas. So again, you can take a look at this. They've also got it on their Facebook page, so look them up on Facebook and help them get the word about saving our sharks. Okay, that's it for this week for the Shark Beach Chum Line. So look me up online, and I'm starting a Facebook. So until next week, I will see you later. Take care.